Yeah, you already know what it is. This is King Mean Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon.
And I'm Q the Don.
And guess what, y'all? Today, man, this one right here means something. I got a brother with me who been through the fire and came out sharper than ever. A man who lived, learned, and leveled up. Somebody who's seen both sides of life, the wins, the losses, the betrayal, and the bounce back. He's an entrepreneur, a father, and a walking testimony that it's never too late to rebuild yourself, to stand on principles, and to move with purpose. This conversation we're about to have, this ain't surface level now. We're talking about healing, fatherhood, stand on business, and what it really means to walk in your truth after life tests you. So y'all lock it in, man, because this one's real. Help me welcome to the Kimi Podcast, Bird, a.k.a. Birdman.
What it do?
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
I know you like that intro.
Yeah, for sure. I fuck with that.
Man. I already know what it is, man. Yeah. Hey, listen, man, before we really get into the show, I always kind of start the show off with a viral moment. And this person right here, I listen to him all the time, man. He got his own podcast, so he want to speak on, well, I think you said you're going to put it up? Okay. And I'm going to let y'all listen to it, what he was saying, and we're going to kind of go from there.
Got you.
Sure.
You would have walked in here with a lady.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know what she looked like as she left.
Yeah.
So if I see her somewhere, she'd be like, hey, I met you, remember I came on Monday. I don't know you, I don't even know how you look, because I ain't look at you like that.
Exactly.
I ain't look at you to know you. Only way I know you, if I see you with him again.
Exactly.
Then it'd be how you doing. Other than that, I don't know you without him.
Yep.
Niggas be trying to be too friendly with people after you see him like, hey, nah, I don't know you.
Exactly.
So it ain't gonna be no misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Because that shit get misconfused, bro, and these women do be going. So I ain't finna be the nigga that looking like you'll go for me. Well, bro, I'm not taking your side, I'm not laughing at your jokes. I don't know you.
Yeah.
I like.
Yeah, how y'all feel about that, man? Cause
I'm gonna let you go first, bro.
He kept it 100 right
he
there.
He kept it all the way real.
Yeah, I respect that.
How you feel about that, bro? Like,
man, it's a crazy game because, you know, the women and the men, like, okay, say if I bring you around and you don't know my people, you know what I'm saying? And then I introduce y'all. Some people get so crazy with it, man, that whole night, my girl look good to you, right?
Right.
So now you giving her the eye and, you know what I'm saying, trying to holler and, you know, you trying to catch just by, you know what I'm saying, talking to her or whatever, but... And females, man, they don't be no better because they really be going, like you said.
Yeah, they be going.
Yeah.
He kept it 100. What about you, Q?
Man, I respect his outlook on it because, man, if you look at our wars, man, they start over pretty much either money, religion, or women. Like, bro, that's a quick way to be in war with somebody. And like you said, I don't know you. I know him. Like, I ain't on your social medias. I don't need your number. I don't need none of that.
Right.
We ain't talking.
Yeah.
So this is my boy.
Yeah.
I don't know you. Yeah. So we got to rock like that. So I respect that.
Yeah.
I think that's how it should be.
I got a story, man. Like one of my homeboys stay in upper part of South Carolina. And just so happened, man, you know, I went hiking that particular day with one of my other homeboys. And I said, since when we got finished, I said, man, you know what? Let me slide through old boy house, man, and check in on him. So I called him and let him know I was on my way there. You know what I'm saying? And then when I got there, he wasn't there, but his old lady had just pulled in, right? And I was like, you know what I'm saying? I was still sitting in the car. So he was like, yo, B, my wife home, man, just go in the house. You know what I'm saying? I'll be there. I said, man, you already know how I'm rocking, man. You know, I'm going to wait till you get here. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, what I look like in your house, in your castle, man, with your old lady, you know what I'm saying? And you walk in and you see her laughing and joking and stuff like that with me. Nah, that ain't gonna look right. And he started laughing. He said, you know what, B? He said, I appreciate that, man. I said, yeah, like, cause I mean, that's how I've kind of been.
Like you said, bro, it's sometimes it ain't got to be nothing. It's the way the optics of it. It's the way it look.
Yeah.
Like, cause anybody, I don't care how tough you is, if you tend over your old lady a little bit, which everybody
Most
to a certain point,
we
could go for the heart, but that's just being real.
Yeah.
You walk in the house, your homeboy sitting there, and your girl, I'm talking about she tickled. Bro, I'm be looking like, hey, what y'all got going on?
Yeah.
Like, I ain't happy to see that. So you did the right thing. Like, and that's the way people should conduct themselves. Like, nah, you ain't home, I don't need to be in your house.
I'm talking about shaking hands. I'm shaking, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, like, we ain't hugging none of that.
But yeah, man, that's so I guess moving forward. So Burr, it's about you, man. You know, I know you said you wanted to, you know what I'm saying, ain't gonna be no sugarcoating.
No sugarcoating, man.
So we gonna go in like this, man. You know, I know you've been through a lot, seen both sides of life.
Most definitely.
Like, how would you describe Mike Burr today, who you is today?
Man, I'm so close to God right now, man. Like,
where?
That's me. Because I wasn't always this person.
Yeah.
You know, once upon a time, I was just moving. You know what I'm saying? Went and praying. You know what I'm saying? Just forgetting about God. Like,
right.
Basically, you know what I'm saying? No growth. So today, it's just like I'm close with God. Like, everything I do, I put God in it. Like, if I'm finna walk out the door, man, I just pray we make it home. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, just small things like that, man. I'm just close with God right now. Like, that's the difference from how I was to now.
Man, you said something key, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you praying about
everything,
every little thing.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Everything, man. Everything. Like, I don't miss a beat with praying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then the good thing about praying, man, it always reveals something. You always gonna see what you wanted to see anyway. Like,
yeah.
Just by praying, like. And then discernment, man. The discernment is real, man. Like.
So what you think your discernment got a lot better as you know what I'm saying? Cause right now it seems like you kind of, you know, not that you by yourself, but you kind of. You took
isolated.
A step back.
Yeah. Isolated.
And now that you know you're praying and everything else. And
everything reveals,
yeah,
man.
Everything reveals itself.
Man. That discernment is so high right now, man.
Yeah.
Like, it don't take nothing but a conversation most of the times to
right.
understand a person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I get good vibes from both of y'all.
Yeah.
Right.
You know
appreciate
what I'm saying?
Appreciate.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just the discernment, man. Like, and it's like that because you pray and you isolate it. You know what I'm saying? You're not trying to hang in crowds. You're not trying to be over here. You're not trying to be in the mix. You're just trying to.
Yeah.
And the mic went off.
Oh.
Yeah. It's back on. But you're just trying to family. Mic short.
Yeah.
Like mic short.
Short. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's it though, man.
Yeah.
Like just praying and just staying out the way, man. That's all I could do now.
Stay out the way. So, listen,
hold on. I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
So with the discernment, man, I think that's a big thing because a lot of people. They take that as like a joke. I ain't really worried about it. Nah, discernment helps you not get in bed with certain people that you shouldn't be in bed with anyway.
Most definitely.
But when you run, what made you want to grow that part of your relationship with God? Like the discernment part. Like what made you want to like get to the point where you could discern just like from a conversation, from a handshake, from the vibe? Like what made you want to get on that level where you could have better discernment?
It really just, man, with I went to prison. I did a lot of time in prison. So, you know, I was by myself. And, you know, in order to move around in prison, you got to kind of like to be able to read people before you deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
So you just don't want to deal with anybody and they put you in some bull crap. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I kept that same mind frame the whole time I was in prison until I got back home. And see, now it's just like I can't even help it. Like, I just can feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's just a automatic thing. Like, I could be talking to you and you could say the certain thing I need to hear and I know what type of person you is, like, just from us talking, you know what I'm saying? Like, then I know later on what I was thinking was right, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna stay away from him because he got something going on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even mix with it.
Okay, I got you, so,
yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I know you mentioned prison, if you don't mind me asking.
Nah, I don't mind,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, what got you into prison, like?
Man, I was in the streets, like, heavy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, trying to be the best brick man, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Because your mindset different when you're in the streets. Like, it's more about competition than you already in the hood.
Right,
you
right.
know, that makes it even worse. Like, you want to be bigger than him and bigger than him and bigger than him. You just trying to get to the top. See, not knowing all that shit really is a trap.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? Because you're not going to escape it. You're on either one or two ways. I know y'all know, like.
Yeah.
Death or jail.
Death or jail, yeah.
And mine was jail, you know what I'm saying? But I had a nice run, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it wasn't worth it at the end. I had to, you know, say, take time off away from my kids, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
And that really crushed me, you know what I'm saying? Because I got locked up going into my daughter's birthday. We was planning on having a birthday.
Yeah.
And I got locked up. I had to go in, you know what I'm saying? And that was it for me. Like, I ain't seen them until, a year ago. That's the first time I seen him my whole prison bid. So, you know what I'm saying? That hurt, man. You know what I'm saying?
I know it did, man.
Other than me having a phone, you know what I'm saying? Certain times I'm FaceTiming him and stuff like that, man. Right, right. But it ain't the same.
Nah, definitely not.
Since you mentioned that, because I got one of my family members, man. When he got locked up and he came back, and he was away from his kids for about six, seven years.
Yeah.
And when he came back, his daughter was, a little older. And and you can kind of tell the distance, the relationship.
Yeah,
it wasn't genuine
because they never built from when she was a child to then. It's like they had to catch back up.
They had to catch back up,
and that's basically what I had to do with mine. Right. But the difference between, me being gone, me being incarcerated and me being home, I still communicated with them daily.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I made sure I took time out to figure out what they was doing daily, because like when you're in prison, sometimes you can forget about your family because you're trying to deal with what's going on in front of you.
Right.
So you might forget, like, man, damn, I forgot to call my son today. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. His birthday came up, I forgot. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I was on it every day, you know what I'm saying? Calling them, making sure I try to do some homework with them, my pep talk, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got to do this, y'all got to do that. So I can understand why some people have a distance because they don't have relationships with their kids when they're incarcerated.
Yeah, and I think when he got back, it was a little tough though.
Yeah.
Because his daughter, he had a real good relationship with his daughter when she was young. I mean, she was like 6 years old, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I get ready to ask you. Time on this side is a little different from time in the inside.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? You want to speak on that a little bit?
Man, time on the inside is a whole different world, man. It's like you around a bunch of dudes all day, like, you know what I'm saying? And that's another good thing, too, to help you with people when you get back on the outside, because you're dealing with so many different personalities, you kind of pick up on stuff fast. You know what I'm saying? You got the dude over here that always on bullshit. He don't like to pay, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, he owed in debts and stuff like that. Right. Then you got the solid people over here. They mostly militant. They working out, you know what I'm saying, training. You know what I'm saying? Like, they in the military. You know what I'm saying? And then you got people over here just on straight bullshit. They ain't trying to get themselves better or nothing. Like, so you kind of could figure it out and know how to maneuver around people so you won't have to, you know what I'm saying, deal with certain things. But it's a whole different ball game, because, like, out here, mostly everybody take things for a joke. See, your time is so precious when you in prison. Like, you just hoping to make it back home.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? And when you out here on this side of the fence, it's like you don't care. You just living it up. But see, now I'm more like, man, I just hope I make it back home. Like, you know what
every
I'm saying?
Day
like,
every day feel that way?
Every day. Every day feel that way. When I leave and take my kids to school, man, I'm praying they get the school safe. I'm praying we make it back home. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way I move right now. Everything is, I hope I make it back home. Hope they make it back home. Shit happens so fast, man. Yeah. Like, prison got me that way.
Right, right, right. Yeah. But it don't. You know how some people been in for so long, they get institutionalized, and it don't seem like.
I had my share.
Oh yeah, you sure?
Because I'm OCD with cleaning and stuff like that. So that came from me being incarcerated. Like, I got little certain ways I still kind of care. Like, I work out. That's where my workout came from. Yeah. Like, every day when we see in the gym. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's where it came from. Like, I was on a certain schedule every day, so I just came home on the same schedule. I got to get up and work out. I got to get up and, eat a certain meal by this time, and, you know what I'm saying, make sure my money and stuff is intact. Like, run my shit the way I'm supposed to run it.
Yeah, man. Because you know what? I know, like, a few years ago, I guess if you go off your social media page, you was a little... You was a little heavy set now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was a big boy now. Most definitely. I was a big boy for sure.
And basically, by the time I see, some pictures you did post, you know what I'm saying, when you was in, I was like, damn, boy, that trail ball, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, so what made you kind of got into that? Because I know you mentioned the different types of people. Category of type of people that was in there, you know what I'm saying? The bullshitters, the people that move militant, and people that like work out every day. It seemed like you kind of link up with the people
and the main thing was for me, I know I didn't want to come home the same way I left.
Right.
Mentally and physically. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to come back home like on bullshit. I want to be somebody. I want to have my health together and just be on the right path. Like, so, you know what I'm saying? I got with the people in there that was on that same type of time. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got the people over here that's eating right. They might see you with a honey bun. Like, man, come on, man. What's up?
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how that shit goes. So you stick around with people that you know that's going to, like, motivate you. You know what I'm saying? Just like the streets. You know what I'm saying? Right. You're not going to hang around in under a tree and drinking liquor all day. You're going to be with the people who going to motivate you to get some money the right way. You know what I'm saying?
Man, so, I always see, like, people like Wallo, you know what I'm saying? That, millionaire. What, the game. Man, when he got out, man, he had that same goal, you know what I'm saying, that same mindset that you got right now. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was telling you outside, like, you know, about Trey. You know, mm-hmm. I was telling about Trey, like, Trey got that same type of mentality too. But Trey was like, man, it's something about them dudes that they did some time. When they get out, man, they be like focused.
Yeah, man, like, be so focused on everything, man. It be everything, man. Like, your woman got to be a certain way. You got to have, like, everything got to be right. Your kids got to be right. Yeah. Like, because you more disciplined than anything. You don't really be on bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything got to be in order, man. Like, that's just what I roll with now, like, order.
And that makes a lot of sense because, like you said earlier, when you out, you kind of value time, but you don't really value time. But when that is stripped away, you kind of realize, like, yo.
Man, this shit can be gone just like that.
It can be gone, and it's very important. So I don't have time to BS because I've already given time to the system.
Most definitely.
So
most definitely.
That's a great way to look at it. But just a question for me, like, so the viewers can know, how much time did you do? Like,
I had 10 years. I had a conspiracy, cocaine conspiracy. So off the 10, I did like 7.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I got some time cut from the clemency. It was an overseen as drug dealers. Like, it was my first time going to prison. I never been to prison. So when Biden got in the chair or whatever, before he got out, he elected a lot of people like, okay, I'm going to cut some time off these people because they was over sentenced. And it was out of like 300-something thousand, it was 2,500 that got picked. And I was one of them.
So y'all were on top of the politics, or that was something that your lawyer brought to you?
Yeah, we've been all on politics heavy, man, because one thing about when you're in prison, man, you waiting to see something change so you know if it apply to you. So you know you get some time off for it. Like, because laws change all the time. Like, every time election come, stuff like that, laws change. So you want to know, like, okay, did I get some play from this? You know what I'm saying? Like, because I got sentenced under the crack law, the cocaine and crack law.
Mm-hmm.
So they was trying to get it, like, okay, you got 18 grams of crack. A 1 gram of crack is equivalent to 18 grams. I mean, 1 gram of cocaine is equivalent to 18 grams of crack. So that's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. Right.
Yeah, so, but at first it was 100 to 1. You know what I'm saying? Like, 1 gram of crack is equivalent to 100 grams of cocaine. Like, so it's just like out of pocket. Like, you know what I'm saying? How the shit goes.
And it's crazy that they sentenced drug dealers like that, right?
Yeah.
But if you look at a lot of the medicine that they, the pharmaceutical medicine that they give kids for ADHD,
a lot of that shit,
a lot of that stuff is in the same, it's in the same grade level. But for a dealer, you want to give them years, but the pharmaceutical companies, they're legally doing it right. Yeah. That never really registered with me. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
But the fact that, like, you get into politics, that's kind of unique. Like, because when you on the outside,
you ain't thinking about that shit.
I don't care who the president.
You ain't thinking about that shit.
I don't care about no laws. Then when you, like, that's the man. Sit down time.
The sit down time to get you right, whole, man. I'm telling you, your whole perspective, man. Your whole perspective.
So as you, and I know I'm kind of backtracking.
Go ahead.
Growing up, how was early life? Did you feel like you were forced into the street, or that was a choice? Because it's a difference sometimes.
Yeah, most definitely. Nah, I wasn't definitely forced into the streets, but, you know, my mama was a single parent, so she working most of the time, so I'm home by myself. You know what I'm saying? And as I got older, you know what I'm saying, I'm becoming a teenager, it's like, okay, I can roam around. You know what I'm saying? I can go to my homeboy house, I can go to the hood, like, and see stuff. So I got, you know, clicked in with drug dealers. Like, I like the way they move. I see him with a nice car. I see he got a bad girl, you know what I'm saying? Got a nice crib, so I'm like, damn, how he making that money? You know what I'm saying? So I'm sticking to them now. You know what I'm saying? Just like when you go back to the prison, the prison situation with the being around the bullshitters and stuff. I stuck around the drug dealers. But you know what I'm saying? On another note, that's what happened. You know what I'm saying? I just became a product of my environment.
You like the aesthetics of it.
Yeah.
I ain't even gonna lie. Like, It almost got me like that too. I ain't gonna fake.
That's real though.
Yeah.
Because you gotta think, man. Like I tell people, like in one of the biggest battles that I have with people is this. When they're talking about the youth,
mm-hmm.
it's very hard to tell a young man to go punch this clock and he's making $1,100 every 2 weeks for 80 of his hours when he knows that I can go
right
do
here.
This
and
make $1,100 in one day. That's always, like, to me, that's always going to be the battle. It's almost like good versus evil.
Yeah.
So it's easy for us to be lured into that lifestyle because I ain't going to lie. You look at the people that you around. Yeah, y'all working. But y'all only barely getting by.
You ain't barely getting by, man. And that's why I got an entrepreneur mindset today because I understand it. Like, the 9-to-5 people versus the entrepreneurs, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. it's a big difference. But you got to be risky. And anything you do, you got to be risky. Like, if you got $200 saved up and you know these sodas cost $1, you know, I'm going to take these whole $200 and invest in these sodas and try to make $400. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't have to go to work to make it. You know what I'm saying? I could just sit around all day, talk on my phone, whatever, and I'm selling sodas.
Right.
So you know what I'm saying? Once you keep that mindset, like, damn, I could do this with anything. Like,
cause they always say drug dealers are some of the best businessmen. They're just in a business that's illegal.
Yeah.
Like when when you really think about it, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, cause your numbers have to be right because it's still a bottom line business.
Yes.
Your numbers have to be right. You still have to be a judge or a character. You the boss. It's a lot of moving parts to it.
Yeah.
So that figures to be an entrepreneur in that lifestyle because you technically doing that. You just in a business that's deemed illegal. So
yeah, for sure.
You
for
already
sure.
a business, man.
Yeah, for sure. You already got the mindset. It's just you got the wrong product.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
what it is. You got the wrong product. So when you transition from that and you go to doing this, you just be successful with it because you got the concept of it, like buy and flip. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to buy it at this price and sell it at this price. And I know who to deal with to get it off or whatever. Like,
so you
know
think you're a good salesman?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Sell us this right here. You think you can sell us that right there?
Most definitely I can sell it to you. Most definitely. I definitely will sell it to you. You know
hey, listen, man. I believe that too, though, man. I'm gonna tell you. I don't know if ain't too many people can learn that though, or like.
Nah, it ain't for everybody.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not for everybody.
Like with me, you know what I'm saying? I'm learning to kind of get in that mold like that. You know what I'm saying? And one of the things that kind of messed me up, I think, in my personal opinion, is working. Learning, you know what I'm saying, to, you know.
You like working better.
Yeah, well, I ain't going to say I like working. It's just I didn't kind of got in that habit of working.
It. Yeah, yeah.
And so now, like, I'm, you know, my goal is kind of venture step away from that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I realize is the risky part, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think that part right there, like, I'm afraid, because now I got to bet on myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And to bet on yourself, boy, you got to be confident,
lot,
boy.
That's a lot. Because you still got to pay bills. You still got to take care of kids. Like, so you know what I'm saying? It's a lot when you do it, but it's a good reward on the end.
Yeah.
Like, because all you got to do, like I say, man, is just pray. You know what I'm saying? You pray and just take a step out on faith, man, and just try it. Like, I'm going to just pray and just keep it going, man.
Well, listen. Hey, Q, Trey love him, boy.
I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah, Trey love him, man.
That's what Trey do like. And like he said, man, I think a lot of time people are handicapped by fear.
Yeah.
Because if you scare money, it's the old saying, scare money
don't make no money, man.
Even in his former profession, scare money don't make no money. If you scared to put that risk out, everything is a risk. It's just you got to watch how you calculate your risk.
Everything.
You just got to calculate the risk the right way. And you got to go into it understanding, like, it can go good
and it
can go bad.
I could fall on my face tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? But at least I tried.
Exactly. And don't let them be the failure, but a try. And we say that kind of stuff until it's time for us to really put it
work in,
Yeah, man. And it's real.
Yeah. Most
it
definitely.
Is real.
Most definitely.
Hey, so how you feel? Do you feel like you misunderstood?
Most definitely. Because, you know what I'm saying, I'm like kind of like I was talking to my little cousin earlier.
Yeah.
And I was telling him, like, man, I'm really the black sheep, like, you know what I'm saying, of the family because people don't understand how I move, you know what I'm saying? So they're going to always point the finger, like, he's this, he's that, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't really understand me. You know what I'm saying? I get it. You don't have to understand me at the end of the day, but you know what I'm saying? I'm misunderstood because I feed my family a different way from how they fed their family. You know what I'm saying? So that's what make me an outcast. You know, he in the streets. He this, he that. So you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I'm just the same person, but it just, I'm doing it this way, you doing it that way. You know what I'm saying?
So you think family feel that way?
Family, friends, like, you know what I'm saying? People who basically not into what you into, they always going to look at you as a, like, they don't understand you. Like, why you doing that? Why you doing this? Like, they don't, but it take a certain type of person to understand, like, I get it. I see what he doing.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He taking care of his family. You know what I'm saying? But everybody don't see that way. You know what I'm saying? Because they might be over there struggling, but they might look at my life like, that nigga got money. He got he got this, he got that, man. He going to go to jail. But they ain't hoping you do good. You know what I'm saying? They never hope you doing good when you get into the bag.
Dang, boy, you said
they never hoping you do good, man. You think about it, man. When you don't got shit going on, man, that's when you got the people like you the most. You know what I'm saying? It's more easy to get along with people. But as soon as you catch a come up, man, and then I got my shit together, I got a nice car, I got a nice house, man, people looking at you funny. Like, you start losing so many friends, man. Now you just got your girl. That's it. You know what I'm saying? You don't got, like you said earlier, your girl going to end up being your best friend.
Yeah, your girl ain't going to be your best friend, boy.
People can't take that pressure because they not where you at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's almost like Bootsy said, man, that time when he was like, Bootsy said something like they get hypnotized by hate.
Yeah, most
like,
definitely.
Because you, and even if your mood didn't change toward people, you could walk in the room, and because he having, they go, I don't like that nigga, no reason. If you come and talk to me, bro, I put you on game. If I feel like my discernment lets me know, like, you somebody that I could help.
You're a genuine person.
Yeah, I put you on, like, bro, and it'd be like, that's a problem that I have sometimes, like, it's like, bro, you would look at me and hate me for no reason. Like, bro, and if you get...
Most definitely.
If you get... Bro, I would teach you anything that I know. If my discernment connects with your discernment, I would teach you anything
most
you want to know.
Most definitely.
But folk, they get hypnotized, like, with hate, bro. And you just walk in the room, what's up, everybody? And then they don't like the way people react to you.
Yeah, to you.
They don't like the way people flock
treat
to you.
None of that.
All of a sudden, he think he died. No, bro, you think that about me.
And that's made me feel better, too, knowing that you think that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, that confidence, man. I know for me, sometimes it really is a thin line, man, because I know, like, with the most of the hate that you probably will receive is people, like, real closer to you.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Most definitely, because they know you.
Yeah, they know everything. You know what I'm saying? They be the ones who could kind of... telling other people about certain things about you too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it is so crazy that, like, I think about that Cain and Abel thing, man. How Cain real life got upset because Abel gave a better gift to God, yo,
and he really felt
some type of way about that.
Yeah,
bro. But if you think about it in these terms: if you got a brother and you have okay, your brother ain't having his way, you having your way. If he coming by your mama, Alexis,
for her birthday,
and you tell her, mama, come outside, and you got that Range Rover, man, he always trying to outdo.
It's the same concept
nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, and folk be thinking like we far off, but I ain't trying to outshine you, bro. My money could do a little something that your money couldn't do. Like, it's cool,
but
bro.
If we link up, I'm gonna put you on something. I might can help your situation.
But see, folk get so tied up in they self, like, I ain't want to ask this man for help. My thing is this: I've always been this type of person. If you got the answers, bro, I'm trying to tap in with you.
Most definitely.
I don't care who the big dog.
Yeah,
I don't care how it's viewed.
Most definitely.
If you can help my situation, bro, you could be the big dog.
Yeah.
That's how I look at life.
Yeah, just being humble, though, you know what I'm saying, in certain situations, man. I'm going to tell you, man, like, I feel like I kind of deal with that just with my loved ones, like my brother, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I love my brother, man. But I know he going to do whatever he going to do, you know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
But the crazy thing is I got so many resources that could help him out so much of it, but he still refused to even, you know what I'm saying, like, even come to me about certain stuff. And one thing I realized, being arrogant, pride,
they're gonna stop
your flow. They're gonna stop your flow.
A lot.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes that junk get to me though. I ain't gonna lie, that junk get to me a whole lot. Because you ain't even gotta be that way.
Man,
you
know what I'm saying?
Ain't even gotta be that way.
It's crazy. A nigga rather struggle than to come and sit around and ask for something. Cause they gonna feel like I ain't about to be under him, bro.
Yeah, it's not about that.
Right? It's not when we family, when we locked in, it's not a competitive thing.
Yeah,
I want everybody, right, bro. I want everybody to eat. We not competitors, a nigga rather struggle than say, hey, can you put me on some of the resources you got? Yeah, I got you. You know, you got to boom, boom. You got to do this right here. But these the resources.
And that's going to open up a different lane with y'all. You know
what
I'm saying?
Come on, bro.
Now you feel like, okay, I can fuck with this nigga. Like, I'm going to go ahead and pull him in because he on the same type of time I'm on.
Exactly.
And he was scared to ask me. Like,
exactly.
That shit ain't about being the boss. Like, it don't even matter. We get so much money, you can't even tell who the boss.
Man, that's how they say BML for us.
Yeah.
They say them boys used to pull up. Of course, that ain't my time period. I don't know nothing about it. But they say them boys used to pull up. You couldn't tell
who's the boss.
Who the boss was.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
All them got girls. All them got money. All them got cars, houses, whatever. You don't know who doing what. Everybody getting money.
Exactly.
That's the reason why I like Rick Ross, man. Like, Rick Ross always be talking about that boss stuff. Another person I want to point out, man, one of my favorite movies, man, Paid in Full.
Yeah.
Money Making Mitch, man.
Never watched it.
Like, bro, like his uncle kidnapped his brother, man.
Because of money, man.
Yeah, because of money.
And that shit be like that in every situation almost, man. Because if you get money, man, it's somebody around you hating, man. And you want everybody to feel the same way you do. Like, we can go do this. We can go have a party. We can go chill, whatever we need to do. But you always got that one person that's sitting back like, damn, man. Like, fuck, I'm supposed to be in that position. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But he ain't got the work ethics, though.
Yeah, you ain't got the work ethics. You know what I'm saying?
That's real, man. Even in Belly, yo, when my man said, damn, what that nigga get? I'm going to drop a dime on that nigga.
Yeah. Because he getting money.
Yeah, because he was getting money. I ain't going to lie.
But if you wasn't getting no money, nobody would pay you no mind, man.
Well, that's what I agree with say, man. You said, man, you got so many gems in everything you just said, bro. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
I got to go back at I definitely gotta go back on this episode and listen to it,
definitely.
Boy. You dropped some key stuff. So
yeah, cause this how I look at it. Now, like I might as well just get money and hide up on a rock. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want nobody to can tell I got it. None of that. That was the old mindset. Like I got to have a big chain on. I got to have on big rings, big rims on the car. Like all kind of dumb shit that don't mean nothing at the end of the day. So it's not now like you could just blend in by not having that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like nobody will never know how you coming. You could be a fucking millionaire, but you showing up plain Jane, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got a plain Jane car. You know what I'm saying? You don't know how my house is, but if I show up plain Jane, you don't know what I'm on.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm blending in with everybody. But if I come through the door with a big ass Cuban link on right now, you're gonna be like, yeah, that nigga damn might be doing something. You know what I'm saying? You're going to think a whole nother thing about me just because of how I showed up.
So back in the day, you was like flashy type.
That shit was so lame. That shit was so lame, man. Like, me trying to sit around and impress niggas. Like, basically, because I already got the women. I don't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? But it's real. I'm trying to stun on the next man. And you know what I'm saying?
Do you think that probably led to your demise a little bit?
Definitely. Because... okay, this was my situation. I could speak on it now because it's over with. I caught a plug, you know what I'm saying? So my plug flooded me. So the dude I'm basically getting it from, I'm serving his people now. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, everybody he was serving to, I'm serving. You know what I'm saying? I'm letting them know I don't really need them no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I took over. So now it was like, I feel good about that. Like, I got the light now. You know what I'm saying? He had it, now I got it. You know what I'm saying? So it just got worse. As the times went by, it just got worse because I started dealing with people and not caring like who they was. But as long as they had a dollar, I was like, okay, he buying a brick, I'm gonna get him. He buying a brick, I'm gonna get him. He buying a brick, I'm gonna get him. Like that's what my mind was. But I didn't start out that way. I started out like, okay, trying to figure out who's who. But after I got so down deep in it, you know what I'm saying? It's like I didn't even care no more. Like I just want the money. So it came with greed, and greed what took me out. Like, got to get this money. I got to make this money. I done built a certain lifestyle. I got these bills. I got these kids. They got a certain lifestyle. They want Jordans. They want, you know what I'm saying, PlayStation. They want a pool in the back. So I'm building this lifestyle for them just because, you know what I'm saying, it just was a big mess. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would never do it again, but you know what I'm saying? It just right. was a big mess, though. Like,
so with that being said, did you ever feel like at any point in time, like, because I watch a lot of these type of stories, and a lot of people say they felt like it was, I don't want to say invincible, but for lack of a better word, like, felt like they were invincible and it wasn't going to never stop.
I did. You know what I'm saying? I really did, because I had my organization. Like, I wasn't the one being seen, but I'm the one that putting everything together. So I did, in a sense, feel like, nah, they can't get me. They can't fuck with me. And I got fucked up off a phone call. You know what I'm saying? One of the guys I've been serving called me with the police listening in on the call.
Wow.
And that's how I got fucked up. But I didn't go take it to him. You know, I had all that in play. Like, okay, you know what I'm saying? This is how I'm playing it. Like, I got my man going to take it to you, but he called me out the blue. Hey, you know, I don't even let people call me. That's how I had it. You know, you can't even call me to talk to me about it. You got to call my mans. So I got to the point where, you know, people calling me again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm seeing my man to go make the play. They bust my man. You know what I'm saying? But they really wanted me, because they locked me in on the phone call. But they really wanted me. So once they got him, I was done. You know what I'm saying? They just let me chill for about another 9 months. Then the feds came and got me.
Okay, that was going to be another question, because they always say, like, when it comes to Fed is a little different than state.
Yeah, it's way different.
Fed will let you hang yourself a little bit. They'll let you play around and feel comfortable a little bit.
I basically had an investigation on me since 2009.
And you had no idea?
Had no idea. You know what I'm saying? And I got busted in 2018.
Wow.
So, you know what I'm saying? I had no idea what was going on, you know what I'm saying? But it started from one person going in the feds and telling them about me. So now my name, and they want to figure out who is him. Like, who this is. They never knew nothing about me. That's how it always go with somebody telling or bringing up your name. That's how they get on to you. Like, and they keep that. I seen my statement when I got locked up, and it was from 2009. That was my first one. I got out of my neighborhood.
I'm kind of sitting here speechless, because this stuff you see on the movies, this is real life.
Yeah, that shit is real, man.
Hey, when you seen that statement, did that hurt you?
Man, shit hurt, man. That shit hurt. You know what I'm saying? It hurt bad, because, you know what I'm saying, I've been dibbling and dabbling with him, and I came up under him. Like, you know what I'm saying? I knew him.
Yeah.
So that shit hurt, man. Like, damn, this nigga really told on me. Like, damn, I'm a young nigga. Like, why you told on me? Like, I ain't doing shit. Like,
you think he was jammed up a little bit?
He got jammed up.
Yeah, he got jammed up, and then he just kind of
lined me up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? The shit just went left, like, fucked up.
So do you ever have, I've never been in the system, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. Whenever those things happen and you seeing the names on the paperwork, do you ever have any run-ins with these people? Do you ever talk to them again? Like,
nah.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's just unanswered questions.
Nah, I can't, because, you know, I'm always feel the way I feel. When I look at my son, that's my son over there. Like, when I look at the situation, damn, y'all took me away from him. Like, why you had to mix me with y'all shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? We supposed to be men. We supposed to be standing on business. Like, we all know what we doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would y'all, you know what I'm saying, take me and do that? Like, that's why I said that in the game you be in, man, it's just a bunch of hate. Like, you'll never prosper in that game, because there's so much hate around you, man. You'll never get ahead. When you're thinking you're ahead, you still ain't ahead.
Which I'm glad you're saying this, because you have a lot of kids that praise this lifestyle. You have a lot of rappers and influential people that praise this lifestyle. And everybody see the glitz and the glamour. Everybody sees the money, the women, the cars, the prestige. They all see that. But it's very few people that come out and tell the real story. Like, I had my fun, but bro, what I lost in the process.
Man, it wasn't even worth it.
It wasn't worth it.
And then, see, most time rappers be lying. You know what I'm saying? They just trying to sell a record. You know what I'm saying? So they lying to the youth, like, oh, go get a brick. You could be like El Chapo. Go do this, go do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they lying, though. Like, they getting a legit check at the end of the week. You know, they ain't had to sell no dope. They ain't seen no dope in years. You know what I'm saying? But they influencing everybody in the world to be a dope boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's where shit go wrong at, because we sitting back, oh, damn, he got that chain. He got that house. He got that car. He got that woman. You know what I'm saying? He a rapper and he selling dope. I'm finna be a rapper and sell dope, too. But not knowing, that man just tricking y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like, it's just like Thug.
Yeah.
This to have this image, and I'm not gonna lie, this one caught me off guard. To have this image of Young Thug, and then to see them hear them interrogation tapes.
Yeah,
I'm like, bro, he fooled a lot of people.
Yeah,
and they misleading youth by the masses, man. And I think, you know, it takes guys like yourself, because I can say something, but they not gonna view me in a certain manner. Somebody like you, who's actually got this story, who's actually seen himself being through this process, it's important for you to speak because
it's this, pain.
This real life knowledge.
It's pain, man.
Word.
It's pain, man. I remember I came home, man. My mama told me, man. Me and her, I came home. It was 4th of July. I just came home. I've been home 5 months on the 16th of this month. So me and my mama sitting around kicking. I'm cooking on the grill for her, whatever. She called me to come out there and cook for her, whatever. So we sitting around chilling. My mama's like, LaMike, you know this? That's what she called me, LaMike. She like, you know when you went to jail, I was in depression for 2 years, and I couldn't tell you about it? Man, that shit crushed me, man.
Boy.
That shit crushed me.
So you still dealing with some
trauma, yeah.
Still dealing with some trauma from that stuff.
And my daughter, man, I'm gonna speak on this too, man. My daughter, man, my youngest daughter, man, Chloe, she told me some shit, man. One day we riding. I was about to take her home, like drop off. This is why when I first came home, she was on some shit like, Dad, I don't want you to drop me off. I want to stay with you because the last time you dropped us off, I didn't see you again. So when she told me that, man, that shit just like, man, you got to do right this time. Like, you know what I'm saying? You really got to do right this time, like, cause your people suffering, you don't even know it. You don't put something on your people's life and you don't even know that you did it just because you want to make some money. Like,
man, that's...
Yeah, that's
a gem right there, man. Yeah. Listen to this, man. Listen to this guy, man. That's... He dropping major bars, yeah, major gems in here, boy.
Yeah, I'm telling real, you. Real, man.
So, at any point in time, like, did you feel like you had to look over your back as far as, like, somebody trying to come up off you, like violence?
Man, a lot, man. I done got robbed probably, like, not me being in the house. I done got robbed in the house before too, but I done got robbed, like, my spot got, I'm fucking with niggas, serving them, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's called when you in the streets serving. So I got niggas coming to the spot, buying, whatever. Next thing you know, my dough get kicked in. I'm at my girl house, you know what I'm saying? I come back home that morning, my dough got kicked in. You know what I'm saying? Nigga done took 9 ounces of crack from me, a pistol. You know what I'm saying? Some awesome dumb shit. Now I got to relocate again because I don't know who did it. But it's somebody close to me, of course, but
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So now I got to relocate, spend money, all this dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? And I done had cars follow me, you know what I'm saying? And try to follow me home, all kind of shit, man. Like, the shit is deep, man. Like, and I still be paranoid about that shit now going home, like, and I'm not even in the streets. I be paranoid now, like, when I'm going home, if a car behind me too long, I get paranoid because that's from the trauma, like, for the shit that I've been through. So, man, that shit is deep, man. Like, that game will really change you, man. Like, it'll have you fucked up too, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
So, do you think you could fully trust anybody now with knowing what then happened, like, in your situation? You think you could, like, 100% say, I trust a person now?
Nah. Cause I done seen shit happen in the blink of an eye. Like, far as my kids, my wife or whatever, like, that's different. But you know what I'm saying? Like, anybody kind of like outside of that, I got certain niggas I trust. Like, I've got some trust in, but it's still a chance. Like, they can cross me at any time. Like, you know what I'm saying? If they do cross me, I'm already kind of like looking for it. You know what I'm saying? Cause
yeah.
I know how shit is. You know what I'm saying? Like, people can act like they fuck with you when they on the phone with you, when they talking to you, when they see you, but soon as y'all get in y'all cars and leave, like, they got another motive. Like, damn, man, if I get this nigga out the way, I could do this, I could do that. Like, so shit be so deep, man. I really don't fully trust nobody. Like, but I got people I could kind of trust. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If it makes sense.
Yeah, that make a lot of sense. Cause I mean, I'm gonna be honest, man. That's how I feel. One thing for sure, if you ever been like somebody ever betray you. Man, you will never 100% trust anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I didn't been in a situation where I got betrayed a couple of times. Some of that stuff you could kind of see. If you think back, you'd be like, damn, this shit was in my face the whole damn time.
I remember,
like,
when he did this.
He said this, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, this nigga really trying to compete against me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just certain things you just kind of pick up on hindsight.
Yeah.
So it's like, and you know what? Even with that, man, you got to do some healing too as well. I know you spoke about when we was outside, like, you know, the place you in. So how the healing part come in and where you at with that?
Man, the healing, to me, the healing comes when you alone, man. When you isolated and you really taking time out for yourself, man. Like I was telling my people, man, you really can't heal when you amongst people. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't got no time to think about yourself. You got to focus on everything, what everybody around you doing. So you don't really have time to heal when you're amongst people. See, I was forced into a situation where I had to heal because I was isolated. So most of the time, I'm by myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that gave me, okay, damn, I was moving crazy when I did this. I was doing this. I was doing that. And even right now to this day, if I do something that's out of pocket, I catch myself and correct it right then because, you know what I'm saying, I understand. I'm healed. You know what I'm saying? I could truly say I'm healed because them guys that told on me, I don't got no ill will against them. They who they is. You know what I'm saying? I'm who I am.
Right, right.
So I don't got any ill will against nobody who, you know what I'm saying, contribute to my time. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
That's how I could tell I'm healed because the old me be like, damn, when I see that nigga, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I just try to stay far away from him so I don't run into him at certain places and stuff like that because I don't know. I can't say I'm fully, you know what I'm saying, healed on that end. But, you know what I'm saying, that's why I try to stay kind of distant. You know what I'm saying? Like, not go to homecoming. Like, we just were saying, like, homecoming.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
homecoming.
I'm going to be around a bunch of goofy people, you know what I'm saying, who I ain't really got a grip on life. You know what I'm saying? So y'all out here trying to have fun and, y'all, most of y'all shit ain't together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all probably borrowed money to come out here. Like, you know what I'm saying? You roll with somebody in the car. Like, all kind of shit you did was crazy, but you out here.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? You basically celebrating like you straight. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I just try to stay out the mix, man. I call that shit the mix.
Like, yeah, that mix. Yeah, yeah.
I got to stay away from that mix, man. Like, that mix scary, man.
It is scary.
You dealing with a bunch of fake shit. Like, ain't nothing really real in the mix. All your real shit is at home.
Yeah, it's at home.
You know what I'm saying? All your family, when you go to your family house and shit like that. But that mix, man, there's so many costumes on for Halloween. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even funny. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got the joke over here. You got the damn, man, this shit crazy. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
I ain't even going to lie. Yeah, we were speaking about that jump, man. Like, you know, there's a lot of stuff, you know, because the street be talking and stuff like that, man. You see people. You really like be seeing people but with other people that you know, you be like, damn, like, I can't believe you dealing with this person, how this person then did this.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you be like, dang, like, you didn't question their character. Like, dang, boy. So, I mean, a lot of times, because I'm always in the back, right? Like, I ain't the type of person like to be in the front of anything. But people probably be, when they look at me, they probably think that I don't know a whole lot of stuff. But like I say, the streets be talking.
Man, you hip to everything.
And I kind of be in the back burner, just, you know what I'm saying, just kind of looking. But I ain't never really been the type of person to kind of be in the mix because I just know, for one, you don't know who, you know what I'm saying, who ops be out there, you know what I'm saying, for one.
Because
some people, I might be talking to this person and they ops out there and you don't really know, you know what I'm saying, what gonna happen. You don't know who they don't like, you know what I'm saying, or who they start beef with. So, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, it's kind of dangerous. Nowadays, it's dangerous.
And you just said something, like, as you were saying it, like, it kind of, I never thought about it like this. When you're in the back and you're not in the mix, being in the back gives you a chance to look at everything in front of you. See, a lot of people like to be at the front of the line.
Yeah.
But if I'm at the front of the line, I don't know what's
around
me.
Going on behind me.
But if I'm at the back and I'm just watching everything,
yeah, I'm on point.
I got a better vantage point. Yeah. So even that's a bar. That's a gem in itself. Like, stay out the mix sometimes.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool to not be that person that's at every event. Like, me personally, I can't stand the people that every weekend we got to be somewhere.
Our shit ain't together.
Right. Like, what are we doing?
We out every weekend. Like,
every weekend.
Like, make it make sense. Because if I'm trying to fix this house up, because I'm in a real estate, if I'm trying to fix this house up and I'm clubbing every weekend, spending $2,000, $1,500 outfit, shit like that, I can't put this shit into my house.
Exactly.
That's more money if I could be putting into what I got going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm already knowing if you out every weekend doing shit, your shit ain't together. And if your shit together, you running from something. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't chill. You know what I'm saying? Why you can't chill? You running from something.
Because your house is, your space is supposed to be your peace.
Most definitely.
Dang. Hey, when you said you can't chill, what you mean by that? Like
you can't sit down.
You can't sit still.
You can't sit still. You got to be over here. You got to be over here. You got to do something. Because your mind ain't together. You know what I'm saying? You got to try to please. You a people pleaser. That's what I mean when you're not on chill mode. Because you know when you're on chill mode, ain't nothing for you to tell your girl, hey, we're going to drink some wine and watch a movie tonight.
Well, you talking that grown man's talk,
you know
right? That's
real.
You know what I'm saying?
But talking that grown man talk.
But when you don't know how to sit down, You got to be over here with your homeboy every day. You got to see what he doing. You got to see what they doing. Like, you ain't focused on what you really got. You focused on everything else. Like,
but you know what though, man? People be having some dark thoughts that they can't sit still because they thoughts be running rampant sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really been that type of person. Like, I couldn't always been like early on. I always kind of been the type of person, kind of been in the midst. Here and there.
We all
but,
was.
But truthfully, man, for me to sit still, my wife used to tell me, like, why you just can't stay in the house? Like, you know what I'm saying? You got a house, like, why you can't stay in the house?
Yeah.
And you know, the truth of the matter is, being transparent, man, I was running away from my thoughts, man.
Yeah.
Or how I felt by myself, yo.
That's why I said that, because when my
No, you good. Go ahead.
Most time when you running, most time when your shit ain't together, you stay on the run. You know what I'm saying? But when you good, you know, okay, I got my money in the bank. You know, I know my kids straight. They got everything they need. You go home and chill.
Yeah. Because
you ain't got nothing to prove to nobody. When you fucked up in the mind, you got a whole lot to prove to people.
Yes. And then also, too, man, when your mentor is on that level, bro, you got to do the work. Like, because you can run from a lot of stuff. A mental prison is a bad place to be. Yeah. I've heard stories of people being in prison, but their mind was still free. If I could ever get you in prison and I can get your mind in prison, or you become a prisoner of your thoughts. That's why when you some people don't recognize it, but if you recognize it, if you know, like, okay, I'm not staying home because I'm running from my thoughts, that's why we got to put in the work. And that's why I think I'm so glad nowadays that therapy and seeking help is such a
most
big
definitely.
Thing.
Most definitely.
Like, and something also that I would love to incorporate in that, the therapy and stuff is good, but build a relationship with God, man. Get in your word.
That's the most important, man.
That's really important. So now my question for you, I was gonna ask when he was talking about the healing, did you get a relationship with God? Like, did you have a relationship with God before your time, or how did that come after you got out while you were in?
I got a relationship with God when I caught my sentence, because I used to pray so much that I wanted to be home. It just forced me to get close with God. Like, damn, my son going through something in school. Like, he calling me, Dad, this right here. Like, damn, I wish I was home so I could. Damn, I'm praying. Like, God, please let me go home. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what forced me to get closer with God. And stuff started happening. Like, I wasn't even looking for. You know what I'm saying? So I know God is real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I know that. A lot of people don't believe in it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they might act like they do, but people don't really believe that because they don't pray hard enough. I pray with everything. I don't physically just pray like out loud, but in my mind I'm like praying, like, you know what I'm saying? When I push start on my truck, shit, I'm praying like, boy, I hope I make it back home. I hope when they go do whatever they going to do, my kids or whatever, hope they make it back home. My girl go do whatever she do, I hope she make it back home. Like, I'm just so much on praying, man. It's not even funny.
But you speak a whole lot about your kids. Man, I can tell you take pride in that, man, being a father. And I think one day I was scrolling on social media, man, and I think you said something about, man, I can't see how nobody don't want to spend time with their kids.
Deadbeat.
Yeah, be a deadbeat.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My two oldest kids live with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Me and their mom's not together, but right. My two oldest kids live with me. So, but you know, you don't really see that when it comes to, you know what I'm saying? When a mother and father split up, you don't really see
right.
The kids go with the father. You know what I'm saying? They always with the mom and the daddy come through sometimes.
Right.
I got my kids 24/7. You know what I'm saying? They with me 24/7. I'm taking them to my oldest daughter work. I take her to work. I take them to school every morning. You know what I'm saying? Like, bring them home from school. Like, feed them. Talk shit to them. Like, keep them in track. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do that daily. Like, a lot of people don't, you know what I'm saying? A lot of dads don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
But like, I think for you, and you correct me if I'm wrong, part of that is being away. Part of that, like, that's not saying you weren't going to be a good dad, but when you know that stuff is stripped away, you take value in being able to drop them off, being able to, a lot of guys don't value that because it's hard to value something. You should value your kids. And that should be top priority anyway.
Yeah.
But some guys look at it as like, I just see them when I see them.
Nah.
But when you have that stuff stripped away and your kids' life is going on and you not having that chance to really be there, man, every moment that I get after this, mm-hmm. that I can be there,
mm-hmm.
I'm on that.
Yeah, and see, I'm going to correct you because I had my kids before I got incarcerated. Mm-hmm. They already had them. Like, my two oldest kids, I had them with me already. I still was doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. I just ended up getting incarcerated. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
But I was already on the same type of time. Like, You know what I'm saying? Taking them to school, picking them up. You know what I'm saying? They live with mm-hmm. me, whatever. Like, I was already doing that before I got incarcerated. It's just now, like, I really, really, really cherish it. Like, because I know how quick it can, you know what I'm saying? Anything can change.
Right.
And it ain't got nothing to do with me being incarcerated. It's just there for anything. You got to really cherish your moments, man. Like, so that's where I'm at with it in life.
Most definitely.
I cherish everything. You know what I'm saying? The smallest shit. I done seen somebody get stabbed up over 100 bucks. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I cherish the smallest shit because I know, like, shit real. But people don't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't about a fucking 100 bun, but you got this person over here, they don't get no money on their books. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, he cherished that 100 bun. Like, that's all he got.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? You steal it from him, he loan it to you, you don't pay it back. Shit, he gonna want to see about that. Like, where my 100 bun at? And it's small shit like that, man, will make you rethink a lot of shit, man. Like,
I'm gonna be honest, I can't even picture that.
Hey, but you know what though? I'm gonna be real. Like, I always feel like one situation can turn you into an animal. You know what I'm saying? Like, and reason why I'm saying this is because, like, I think we all have that little animal instinct in us to kind of, you know, I guess go get what you want. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you starve out of it. I remember when I was in boot camp for the military, man, and you know, you couldn't eat no sweets or nothing like that. And the drill sergeant had a Twix, right? And we ain't had no sweets, no candy, no nothing for almost over 2 weeks now, at this point, you know what I'm saying? And one guy, man, this one white guy, yo, he was like, well, the drill sergeant had, he said, who want this? Everybody raise their hand. I'm sitting in the back, I ain't raising my hand. And then he said, he took the Twix and blew snot on it. And he was like, who want it now? Man, that white boy, Cold Pepper, man, grabbed it. He said, I eat it. And he put that junk down in his mouth, man.
Oh, man.
Boy.
And we almost, everybody almost had gagged when he did
it. I'm going to be real. I ain't want no sweets that bad, bro.
Nah, fuck that.
I ain't want it that bad.
Fuck that.
Hey, I ain't want it that bad. It depend on the person itself. Like, see, me, I think it's good to have some level of pride. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'd rather starve, man. I ain't doing it.
Yeah, I'm going
to
be real.
You got to have something about yourself that you won't tap into, something like that.
But see, that ain't even pride, really. That's morals. You know what I'm saying?
You said it right. Morals.
Certain shit I ain't going to do because of myself. I respect myself enough. Yeah. Like, it's just certain shit I ain't going to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just morals in you.
And I rock with that answer because I think a lot of people have lost their moral compass.
Most definitely.
And they just, when it comes to clout, money, attention, women, they'll do anything.
Yeah. Attention, man.
Man, I was watching Dame Dash when he was into it with Cameron. Cameron said, man, I stopped beefing with him when he said, I'd do anything that keep my name buzzing. I was like, bro, you can't deal with people like that.
Yeah.
But we on the time thing, I do want to ask you this because I heard you mention this. Okay. Real estate.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get into real estate?
Man, just the same way, really. I just like took some money, you know what I'm saying, and found a trailer that was really like a low price.
Mm-hmm.
Just needed a little work, and you know what I'm saying? Just started from there. Like, me and my man team up and, you know what I'm saying, bust on the trailer, went half on it, and just started fixing on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it just kept going from there. So now it's like, that's all I do. Like, try to look for the like houses that cheap, like that need a little work. I could turn them into something to make some hundreds of thousands off of. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so you think it's being as profitable as, I don't need to know the numbers, but you think it's equal or better than what you were doing?
Most definitely, because you ain't got, you know, and another thing from it, you don't got to worry about the police.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, so you're going to win in that aspect anyway, and you can make more money. It's going to take a little more time, but you can make more money. Like, you could really get a house for like $30,000 and put like another 30 in it and probably make about an $80,000 profit from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It just depends on, you know what I'm saying, how you go about doing it.
Word.
Yeah, we definitely got to link him up with Trey, though.
Because,
man, he big on that.
Yeah.
And he's a good dude. But, like, man, that just that redemption story, period, of this what it was, now it's this right here, man. That's, like I said, shout out to you, man, because it ain't a lot of people. Like, I know some people that went down the wrong path, and when they got out, it's like their redemption story never came. So just your perseverance, your resilience,
Keep pushing, bro.
That's amazing, for real.
You're a boss, though, man.
Yeah,
like, you know, all the stuff I kind of see you on social media, man, and, you know, because I be following you, I be seeing some of the stuff, man. For real, man, you're a boss, though. You built different.
For sure.
Like I always say, you the last dying breed, man.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? You cut from a different cloth for real. Like, ain't too many people like you. And yeah. that's being real. That ain't nothing I'm just putting out there. I just got that feeling from you, and yeah. I just know it what it is, though.
Yeah, most definitely, bro. You know most definitely. I appreciate that too, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, man.
I guess since, you know, because we, you know, our time almost up, man. I'm, you know, I guess ask you one last question, man. You know, since, you know, you didn't told some part of your stories, we definitely got to get you back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what legacy do you want to leave as a man and as a father? You know what I'm saying? Now, like, since you didn't, on this side, mm-hmm. right here.
I'll say the legacy, man. I just want to show my kids, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to leave them something, most definitely. But I want to show them how you're supposed to be a father. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. a lot of shit that goes on in your life, it really determines on the parenting. You know what yeah. I'm saying? So if you got an absent father, absent mother, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna make you force you to go do other shit you're not supposed to be doing. But if you got like a, you know what I'm saying, a solid foundation, you know what I'm saying? I can go talk to my dad, I can go talk to my mom, you know what I'm saying? You got some shit you can really build off of. Like,
yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to teach them, like, be a father, be a mother to your kids. Once you have kids, your life is like just solely on them. Like, you know what I'm saying? You really just gotta focus on them. So
yeah.
It's like now it's like my legacy is just to be strong and, you know what I'm saying, that just leave them some shit and show them how I did it. So right. they can follow right in the same footsteps.
That blueprint.
Yeah.
I know you brought your son right there, man.
Yeah.
You be tough on him?
Do I?
He be tough on you?
Do I, man? You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't be tough on them, man, they don't understand it. They looking right. like, damn, my daddy, man. My daddy always on bullshit. But nah, it's just I'm trying to make sure you don't be on bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, because I know a lot of shit you don't know.
Right, right.
You don't know it all. So, you know what I'm saying? I be on his line. Yeah. All my kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He the oldest.
He the oldest boy.
He the oldest, okay. Yeah, I know you be tough on him.
Yeah. Got to. That's my man right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, I agree to say, yeah. Much love.
Yeah.
All right, so normally at the end of every episode, we leave kind of like a tip for the week, just something helpful for the week, and me and him would normally do it. But since we got you up there, man, you done been through a lot of stuff, you know a lot of stuff, very wise guy, we want you to leave the crowd with something for the week, something.
Man, stay prayed up, man. That's what I can tell you, man. That's the best advice. It's free. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is just have the right heart, man. Just stay prayed up, man. Because everything that's going on in this world is the higher power. Just stay prayed up, man. That's the best thing I could tell you. Just stay prayed up, man. And have a right mindset.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man. Listen, this episode was awesome. So many gems, man. Listen, if y'all out there, man, y'all listening, do me a favor. Make sure you like, subscribe, and check out our social media page too as well, man. Kimi_pod. And I think that I ain't got nothing else, man.
I'm good. I enjoyed the episode. Appreciate you for coming, man.
I enjoyed y'all.
All right. Yeah.
I appreciate y'all having me on here, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right.